الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my brothers and sisters, Allah سبحانه وتعالى جل جلاله in the سورة المعون Allah سبحانه وتعالى mentioned something very close and concerned and related to the believers. The surah about us, those who call ourselves believers. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ. Have you not seen those who deny their religion, who deny their judgment, who deny the judgment, who deny their religion? فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ. And who treat the yatama, the orphans, with harshness. Who do not treat orphans kindly and with affection, they treat them with harshness. وَلَا يَحُدُّ عَلَىٰ تَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ. And who does not urge others to feed the poor. It's not enough to feed the poor, but also to encourage people to do this. So this is the focus on the akhlaq and focus on the mu'amilat. And then Allah said, فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. And Allah said, woe to those who pray. That is, maybe cursing is a very strong word, but that's the meaning of it. To those who pray. And who are those people? الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَهُونَ. People who delay their salah. Allah is not saying curse those who don't pray. Allah is saying curse on those who delay their salah. الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاؤُونَ. And those who pray or do good to show people. وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَعُونَ. And those who stop others from doing small good things. Now, see this surah, and we recite this surah so many times in the Quran, in Salah and so on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about some very, very basic things. He's talking about our behavior. And he's began the surah by saying, these are the people who deny their religion. Imagine, it's such a serious matter. Here we think we are Muslims, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that you are denying your religion. If you're denying your religion, then what are you? So, I'm not giving a fatwa of kufr, but I'm saying that this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ. The people who have denied, who have lied with regard to their religion. And who are these people who are harsh to orphans? Now, the focus on orphans is because these are the people who do not have worldly support. So, orphans is to be understood both in the actual context of orphans, but also in the context of anyone who does not have worldly support. May not be an orphan, but maybe the parents are very poor, maybe the people themselves are very poor. It's not necessary that they have no parents, but even if they have parents, it's as good as having no parents. So people who are very poor, who are depressed, who are people who are oppressed, people who, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, these are, who are the people who deny their religion? Those who are not kind to these people, who maybe repel them, who curse them, who speak to them disrespectfully, only because they can get away with it. And you see this all the time. May Allah forgive us. This is almost, I can say, it's a very Indian tendency. We are by nature a very servile people. We are people who love slavery. So we are by nature, we are cowed down by authority. So whenever we are faced with authority, we become very servile. And when we have authority, we become very oppressive. This is a sign of very miserable mentality, where when you have authority, you become oppressive. And I always say, put a uniform on an Indian and you've got a shaitan. It's as simple as that. The moment you have authority, immediately you start throwing your weight around, you start bullying, you start doing that. But the minute somebody with authority comes in front of you, you go down on yours. Literally on your fours, and you make sajda to that person. I mean, this is a shameful thing, but this is what we have. May Allah forgive us, and Wallah alam, it's not restricted to Indians, but I'm saying that because I'm Indian and I see it all the time in my country, in my culture. But maybe it's there elsewhere. But the point is that we are talking about people who oppress those who are helpless. I mean, if you have got so much of guts, go and talk to somebody who's got authority, who's actually doing something wrong. That you don't have the guts to do that. You oppress those who can't fight back, who can't do anything, who are helpless. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and specifically Allah said, who do not encourage others to feed the poor. Islam has put a huge value on feeding people, on giving water to people. It's a very, very big value on put. You dig a well, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is one of the ways of getting into Jannah is, and this well is for who? It's not for your family. It's for anyone. For how long? As long as there is water. Now, whether it's a well, whether it's a fountain, whatever, I mean, you don't have to dig a hole in the ground. But this is a source of great Sadqatul Jariyah. Great Sadqatul Jariyah. And see the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not even saying, you dig it yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, get someone else to do it. If you can't do it, get someone else to do it. If someone has done it, encourage them. Yeah? Now, imagine if you, not only do you not do it yourself, because maybe you can't do it or whatever, there's no opportunity. But someone else can do it, you stop them. Or someone else is doing it, you tell them not to do it. Or someone else, you don't tell someone to do it. I mean, these are all. Allah has made the means of earning goodness very easy. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if a person gives charity, that person gets the reward. And if he gives the charity through somebody, for example, if Hafiz Bhai gives me some money and says, go and give it to that person. Now, all I am doing is, I am taking his money and I am giving it to the poor person. It is not my money. I did not make the intention of giving. I have nothing to do with it. All I am doing is, he told me, can you please give it? Yes, inshallah, here is the money, I give it. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he will get the reward. I will get the reward just by going and giving it to that person. Now, imagine, it is not my money, nothing. Now, instead of that, supposing I tell Hafiz bhai, kai kudar hai sahab, why are you giving it? Arey was tumhara hai bhi nahi. I mean, it doesn't even belong to you. Why don't you keep your mouth shut? If you don't want to give it, don't give it. But instead of that, you are discouraging the man. He wants to give, you are discouraging the man. This is the kind of, you know, negative shaitani mentality which puts you into trouble and for nothing. I mean, even though you have not actually done committed some sin, but this is a sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this is the denial of your religion itself. And then Allah says, فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Allah said, curse on those people, woe to those people, shame on those people. What kind of people are these? Who delay their salah? Now, why does anyone delay salah? Illa mashallah, I'm saying now, you are stuck in traffic or something, that's a different matter. But I'm saying that 99% of the time, we delay salah because of some worldly other stuff which we are doing. I'm in a meeting, I'm here, I'm there, and may Allah forgive us for a lot of us that we delay salah because you're watching some game on television, critical time in cricket, critical time in football, you are watching this game or something like this, and then you delay your salah. Now, what is the meaning of delay? It's very simple. Ta'ala lahul amsal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above all examples, but very simple thing. Supposing you call your servant, right? Your driver, your servant, you call him, you call him, Bhai, Zarabhai, come here. And he tells you, tell us up. He tells you, wait, what will you think? He didn't say, I won't come. He'll tell you, ठहरो साहब साहब बोल के बोल रहा ठहरो बोल रहा क्या करते उसको आप पेट भर सुनाते उसको ना माय पॉइंट इज ही इज योर सर्वेंट ही इज यू आर नॉट हिज क्रिएटर आपके आपकी मखलूक नहीं है उन्हें यू आर नॉट हिज राजिक यू आर नॉट हियर अल्लाह सुभान व तआला जल्ला जलालहु इज कॉलिंग यू हयाल सला हयाल फला कम टू द प्लेस ऑफ सक्सेस कम टू द प्लेस ऑफ सक्सेस एंड यू से ठहरो वेट Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This is a delaying salah is a sign of arrogance. Now, you might, for example, masjid timings, you might say, well, for a particular time because more people can come, we have shifted the time a little bit. So, alhamdulillah, inshallah, there is no problem with that because you are doing it for the benefit of people. But just delaying for the sake of delaying, especially at a personal level, and we know what we are doing. I mean, you don't need someone else to come and give a fatwa on this. We know what we are doing. If we are delaying for the sake of, and always the sake is something else, some dunya, which is certainly not as important as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Allah says, shame on those people and curse to those people who delay their salah. and who pray to show people, or who do good to show people. So you are giving charity or doing something, you want to show people. وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَعُونَ, and who stop people from doing small things. Somebody is doing some small good thing, you stop them. For example, very typical thing, I am not encouraging begging and so on, but the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if someone comes to ask, give him. In Surah Al-Duha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not repel the sa'il. When a person comes to ask, give him. Now, many times we find this, and we know, this is a fact in our country and city and so on, there are people running all kinds of begging rackets and so on, so people come and beg, and you say, hey, don't give. Now, if you don't want to give, don't give. Ideally speaking, you should also give something, give some, 5 paisa or 10 paisa or whatever. But even if you don't want to give, don't stop somebody else from doing it. Because this is directly against what Allah has to. Some small good thing someone is doing, let him do it. Doesn't matter. It's not your problem. He is giving his own money. He is not giving your money. So if somebody is doing something good, don't try to stop it. Let them do it. If you want to participate, you participate. If you don't want to participate, don't participate. But do not stop people from doing good. Whatever that good is. Very, very simple, because these are the, I am saying these are the surahs which we recite very often in the salah. Let us not make the surah a witness against ourselves. Because we are saying this, then you go and do the what you recited in the surah, you go and do against that. You do exactly the same thing which Allah has warned us against. Then the kalam of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes a witness against us. Let us not do that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do all that is pleasing to him, to encourage other people to do that, and to benefit from it directly and indirectly. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from all that is harmful for us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.